News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the proposed TikTok ban has been delayed once again. News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly joins us now. Jess, just bring us up to speed. Remind us the backdrop to the story, first of all.
So this is something that was ongoing for quite a while. It actually started in President Trump's first term and it carried on through President Joe Biden's term. And now it's back again. There were serious concerns around the ownership of TikTok. So TikTok is a video streaming platform. It's a social media platform. It's very, very popular around the world. But there were serious concerns of I suppose, where the data lies, because it's a Chinese-owned company, it's owned by ByteDance, and I suppose there had been serious concerns that the data was going back, or there was the potential for data to go back to the Chinese government. Now, TikTok and ByteDance always denied that fact. They said that was not the case at all. But Joe Biden had put it up to ByteDance to sell TikTok by a certain date or else face a ban in the US. The date was the day before President Trump took office for a second time. There was no real sign of a potential bidder, of it being sold or anything like that. So for a period of time, around 48 hours, it did disappear from the app market in America. But Donald Trump gave an extension for this sale, which was 75 days. We are now on the 75th day, or we were over the weekend. And unfortunately, a deal was not done. Now, what's interesting is, depending on sort of the different sources that you listen to, it seems as though a deal was very close to being done. However,
do we know what the nature of that deal was?
So it would be that 80% would be owned by an American company. There was talk that there were five US companies in particular that were very interested. We heard reports over the weekend that a deal was very close to being done that would see only 20% of the company remain with ByteDance, the Chinese owner. However, the Chinese government has not signed off on the deal in response to President Trump's tariffs on China. This is yet another bit of fallout, yeah, I suppose, to this. So Donald Trump has decided to give another 75-day extension. Now, some insiders are saying that he's essentially playing poker here with China to try and get as good a deal as possible. Others are saying that perhaps the tariffs against China might be brought down in order to get a deal with TikTok over the line. Donald Trump knows that this is a very popular app. It's an important app for younger people. It's also where a lot of people campaigned for him in the election last year. So he's not going to write it off, but it is causing massive disruption for the company.
What do you think will happen? Most likely outcome, or is it impossible to tell?
I would imagine a deal will get over the line, but I just think it's going to be dragged out. It will be one of those things that I anticipate President Trump doing a victory lap over, because it is such a significant app. But we don't know if it is going to be that bargaining chip. Perhaps the tariff against China will be brought down in order to get a deal over the line, but it's a case of wait and see for another 75 days.
Okay, Jess Kelly, thanks indeed for that update. We'll talk to you next week.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.